Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The AI trade is at a crossroads. Two forces fuel volatility: exponential capabilities on the one hand and system constraints on the other. The accelerating AI improvements make for a very bullish demand picture. Day after day, new AI-assisted breakthroughs are announced. Not leveraging AI means being left behind, as a country, as an organization, and as an individual. The break on the other side? The limits of physical and human deployment. This makes for volatility ahead. We remain constructive on the AI investment opportunity set, but it requires dynamically navigating the AI value chain. Let's talk about these two countervailing forces and how to position for them in a portfolio. We have talked in prior Signal Over Noise episodes about AI's super exponential coding abilities. AI can now write large-scale applications. For example, the AI coding company Cursor used a single prompt to write a 3 million line web browser, a task that ran autonomously for more than a week. Other areas such as biochemistry have seen similar advances. AI can lead to cheaper, better, and faster drug discovery. For mRNA therapeutics, Lila's AI achieved performance twice as effective as conventional technologies. In early July, In Silico Medicine entered phase 3 clinical trials with this AI-discovered drug to treat idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis by slowing down lung scarring. These developments all bode well for AI demand. Price per token matters, but these are high-value, high-ROI use cases if we consider that global research and development expenditures amount to close to $4 trillion annually. On the other side, we face real-world limits. To manufacture a token, we need a whole supply chain from a data center side to an AI model. The earlier the bottleneck in the supply chain and the harder to substitute, the more likely a downstream glut. The supply chain starts with the site of a data center. There, the constraint is not land. Only about 5% of total US land is covered by cities, towns, and paved infrastructure. The constraint is increasingly becoming permitting. With public opposition to data centers, political headwinds are mounting. Over 530 local laws and county restrictions actively block or freeze new permit approvals across the United States. And with the upcoming midterms, we expect more bipartisan support for delays and moratoria. This can cause friction in AI deployment, but other jurisdictions can offer reprieve. Next up is power, where generation capacity and grid connection face the longest lead times. Chips have shorter life cycle times, but will be constrained by the long cycles to make the equipment that makes the chips. Lastly, there are constraints of human deployment. Besides enterprises becoming more cost-conscious about token bills, there are regulatory and security concerns to deploy AI inside companies. The Hugging Face security breach last month is a case in point. It was the first major real-world cyber attack executed from start to finish by autonomous AI agents. But even if regulation comes, less potent models already operate with sufficient R&D capabilities. So to conclude, AI will not go away. It is the most consequential market force impacting the economy, society, and geopolitics. The bottlenecks are real. They're the sand in the gears of exponential economic value creation. They slow, but don't derail AI. They make the value capture more linear. So how to position in a portfolio? AI applications are the battleground and where most value will be created in our view. Among those applications, health span is one of the most priced inelastic goods. And we hence recommend positioning in the pharma and biotech companies with proprietary data assets. And we see major pullbacks in the picks and shovels of AI as opportunities to add exposure, especially in areas with least substitution risk, in power generation, leading-edge ships, and semi-cap equipment. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.